Welcome to the HR Happy Hour Show on Alexa. My name's Steve Bowes. In what has been an historically tight labor market, what is your organization doing to improve your chances of finding the talent you need for the roles you need to fill? Well, according to a recent survey released by the staffing and recruitment firm Adecco USA, many companies are loosening and lowering their hiring requirements in order to find the talent they need. The Adecco survey showed 37% of companies have already loosened or lowered their hiring requirements for temporary workers, and another 15% are planning to loosen or lower their requirements, and another 17% are actively considering lowering or loosening the requirements that they set in order to find the talent they need for open roles. That adds up to about 70% of organizations either considering, planning, or have already loosened or lowered hiring requirements. And exactly what do those companies mean by lowering or loosening their hiring requirements? Well, 62% said they have lowered the required years of experience that they post on open jobs in order to widen and deepen the talent pools for available jobs. And 52% said, hey, simply we're speeding up the hiring process in order not to lose good candidates to other opportunities. And then about 50% have said they've reduced the educational requirements for any given open role. Take those three factors alone: the required years of experience that you post on an open job, the educational requirements that we generally like to fix to open jobs, say this job requires a bachelor's degree, even when we're not sure it really does, and then top it off with what can be traditionally a slow and lengthy hiring process. Fixing or making small changes in those three areas can significantly improve your chances of finding the talent that you need and landing that talent before they go to a competitor's opening. And sure, lowering or loosening hire requirements do present some risks. You could decrease the quality and the potential of given candidates. You may find people who maybe really aren't adequately prepared to perform those roles. And potentially, you may even find employees or new employees who pose safety and other threats in the workplace. But the rewards are pretty significant and matter in a very tight labor market. You will get access to a larger talent pool. You probably will see an uptick in applications. You'll probably spend less time in the interview and decision-making process. And you will have the ability to hire candidates faster, eliminate lost productivity, or missing out on potential sales. So what can you do to implement this idea to loosen or lower hiring requirements? Well, first, you must find the roles that you're having trouble filling. Then try to identify which job requirements are contributing to the problem filling those jobs. And then experiment with loosening job requirements on those roles. And finally, measure the impact of these changes. See if you've realized an increase in applications for these roles. See if you're able to fill these difficult-to-fill positions faster. And finally, see if you're maintaining or even increasing measurements of quality, productivity, employee performance, customer satisfaction, revenue generation. The bottom line is this. The study shows that if you are having trouble generating applicants, filling roles, and plugging those gaps in the organization due to the really tight labor market, you've got to make a change. One of the changes you can make is lowering or loosening often artificial job requirements that curtail the flow of applicants in the first place. This is a really interesting study by the folks at Adecco. I'll link to it in the show notes. That's it from the HR Happy Hour Show on Alexa. To hear full episodes of the HR Happy Hour Show, go to Apple Podcasts, Stitcher Radio, Google Podcasts, or your favorite podcast app. Just search for HR Happy Hour. And to learn more, go to www.h3hr.com.